everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
The radio.
And station. Online.
Yes.
And yes, the radio station.
And the internet station.
Yes, you can find us on umfm.com.
Exactly.
We're a video game show.
Yeah. About video games.
Sometimes about video games, yes.
Yeah.
And we like to play them.
Yes.
And collect them.
Yeah.
And talk about them?
Yeah. Video games.
Video games. And, yeah, I've played some games in my time.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to offer a free game this time.
Okay.
I was looking at my Steam library, just trying to find something new to play, and I stumbled across this game that had many positive reviews called You Have to Win the Game.
Okay.
It is a puzzle platformer of a Metroidvania style.
Okay.
You're watching me play this, right?
Yeah, I was there.
You were there. It is a PC style, 1980s PC style game where you have to run and jump and solve puzzles.
Yeah.
I like playing.
Well, you know, it's like, I think one of the more interesting things is that it sets it up like it's on an old PC or something. Like it, you start off with like a blank PC monitor, like oldie monitor.
And
you
get four whole color graphics.
I mean, it's a good looking little game. I don't like the noises, but I think that's just me and, you know, some misophonia, right? Some noises just bugging the heck out of you.
When you're hearing the same few voices over and over, and the save point sounds like a little old telephone ring.
It's not the worst. I'm talking about like, there's some, I guess, quote-unquote, enemies or obstacles that shoot, like, I'm specifically that green man, which
just shoots a whole bunch of, like, pixels at you.
Yeah, he's literally, like, one thing I thought was interesting, every room is sort of named.
And they
has a title, I guess.
Yeah, which is very cute, because they take, like, references.
And the reason is that I know this is, he's called the Green Man, is because the room is called the Green Man. Also, is that it's a historical, mythological thing. We were talking about that specifically.
Arthurian, Celtic.
Sort of.
Welsh.
Primeval,
legend.
Spirit, forest god guy.
Yeah, and he's got that sort of face look to him.
Yeah, the Green Man.
The Green Man. There's a whole lot of lore going on here. It's pretty much just a bunch of puzzle jumping, activating different blocks to get further in. There's a few tricky puzzles that I had to stop because my thumb has not recovered from Elden Ring. This is a bad game to play after recovering from Elden Ring. But yes, every room has a different label. There's no attack, so even if you have enemies, there's no fighting back.
Yeah, you just have to avoid them. They're just obstacles. That's why I sort of was like, I don't know if they're enemies. It's just things in your way because you don't actually attack them. Are there little thingies?
Yeah, there's spiders.
Right.
There's snakes. There's bats.
Okay.
There are things that will come after you, sort of, but
yeah.
Crabs. The crabs were a bad one. But it's free. That's the big thing, is that this is a free game. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like finding a game that is so beautifully cheap, but will keep me entertained for a few hours at a time. And I'm going to go back to it and play it again.
Yeah, no, that's nice. Yeah.
The group that made it, Minor Key Games, has what looks like a Super Nintendo-inspired sequel to this game called Super Win the Game.
Okay.
That I think I'm going to check out next.
Is that free or no?
It is not free.
Okay.
I will find the price in a second. It is sitting at $8.79.
Okay.
So, it's not overly expensive either.
No, is there like a plot to this?
I have not found a plot to this game. It's just going through puzzles and having a good time.
Okay.
They do have a cat version you can play.
Mm-hmm.
Which gives you only 9 lives, and you get to be a cat.
Yeah, I would assume that's just sort of like their hard mode, right?
That's not even their hard mode. There is an actual one-kill mode.
Okay.
This is their cute DLC of sorts.
So what are the modes then?
The other mode is YOLO mode.
Okay. So you're telling me there are...
Cat mode, which gives you 9 lives. Mm-hmm. Regular, which gives you as many lives as it takes for you to get through.
Okay.
And YOLO mode, which...
Okay, so there's 3 modes, but they would just be... normal, hard, and extreme. Like,
yes.
That's what they are.
Yeah, I guess if you want, yeah. But medium, like, 9 lives one lets you be a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, go check out, you have to win this game.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it sounds okay.
If you're looking just for something else to do, you're looking for that thing to help you get through to the next new release, it's free, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fun. I also ended up playing another Metroidvania because I didn't realize we had this one available to us using our PlayStation Now account.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing Blasphemous,
mm-hmm.
which we'd been watching before Once Upon a Time.
Well, okay, I've watched the entire thing.
I was watching along with you.
Okay, okay. Well, yeah. Somebody play a small portion of the game.
Yeah. So this is a dark game that's also a Metroidvania, and it's based off Catholicism, and specifically Spanish Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very hard for me personally. It is set in a place called Custodia. I'm guessing that's how they want to pronounce that. It's spelled CVS.
I have no idea.
Custodia. A land of religion highly influenced by Roman Catholicism in its iconography and Spanish culture. And it's made by a Spanish team called the Game Kitchen in Seville. It is that of the Andalusia region.
Yeah.
The land is hallowed by a force known as the Miracle. It's a force that either blesses people or curses them to take the form of terrible monsters. So... I find this to be very, very Dark Souls-like in its setting, because you have this culture, based around this manifestation of a higher power,
uh-huh.
that has warped a lot of its residents into these terrible creatures, and they're following a whole bunch of these different rites, just like a lot of the NPCs in Dark Souls.
This game has definitely been, it's like a 2D Dark Souls. Like, it's been compared to it, for sure. I could see that in terms of, I guess, I want to say style-wise, but I think ultimately Blasphemous is different. Like, it takes on a different... dark tone rather than dark, like, and not to say that Dark Souls isn't about politics and religion, but different. I don't want to say like the not particular that particular slant, which I think is interesting. Like, the designs in Blasphemous are very cool. You have like a pointy head mask, like, that's your mask.
That is, yeah,
yeah.
You are known as the Penitent One. You came from a brotherhood that was sworn to a vow of silence, so you don't talk to anybody. You have a reason for being a silent protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally that you have made a vow. And apparently you can get different endings depending on how many dungeons you explore and you complete. And I can see how this will be a challenge, because there is a lot. And I have not found a fast travel yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, have you beat the first boss?
I have beat the first boss.
Okay.
It is a big deer-like thing. I happen to find... I'm guessing this is the first boss. And I had a girl help me heal myself during this battle. And I still died multiple times. It is very challenging. And I do like that they did have a DLC that crossed over with Bloodstained, which is another game I was playing in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So it was same style of gameplay, same sort of traveling through, finding a map, attacking, getting different moves. But I'm really enjoying finding the lore out.
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
And the music is so nice and dark, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good break from doing the 3D Dark Souls stuff, and now my thumb hurts and is stiff, and I need to find a easy puzzle game, I think, for the rest of the week.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, you're the one who chooses your games.
I know.
I mean, I there's, like, probably at least 10, like, visual novel games that you could play. I'm just saying. yeah, that's what, I mean, I do that a lot, like. I'm like, this game I can beat in an hour max. So I'm going to spend my time beating it so then I can talk about it later.
Now, Team Kitchen does have a point-and-click horror that I think I'm going to pick up next called The Last Door.
Oh, I have that one.
Have you played it yet?
Yeah.
How was it?
We've talked about it.
How long ago?
Not that long ago. I have that one and the second chapter of it.
Then I'm going to have to check that out because my thumb hurts.
I'm like, I believe we've talked about it for sure. Because it was originally, the first chapter was originally free online that you could play. It was, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that is what I've been playing for the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is what I've been playing and we've been following some game news.
Yeah. Well, okay, it's E3. It's not real E3, but...
Now that E3 is gone, we have...
Summer Games Fest and the Xbox Game Showcase and Capcom Showcase.
Yeah, that's...
I assume Nintendo will get in there.
I kind of wish we still had it all in one handy week-long event.
Yeah, I like that. It still sort of is like that. Like, I believe they're, like... Whatever. Like, they're still sort of doing it. Like, it was one day, then the next day, and then the next day. But it's not, it's definitely not the same. Like, the one I didn't pay that much attention to, I'm not gonna lie, is the Sony one, mostly because it was leaked prior. And although I didn't get what I wanted, which Elden Ring DLC was leaked for, that's something that's coming. There was nothing there for me to look at, Elden Ring wise.
Yet.
Yeah. The other thing is just, I do enjoy The Last of Us. I've played The Last of Us several times. Not the second one, but I've played the first one several times. I enjoyed it. It's like, it's a long game. It's like 15-hour game. I've played it several times. I don't need a remaster of a game that came out two generation consoles ago. And this was a really good point a friend pointed at or said, also on a system that nobody has. Like, that's the other thing. So I don't know if you know, they're remastering The Last of Us.
Didn't they already remaster?
Remaking. They're redoing it. Which I don't know why. I think that game was fine. I think it was quite well. It was great for the time. I think it holds up as a game. I enjoyed it.
I played it as recently as 2 years ago.
Yeah. Like, once again, like, I want to say this has to do with the TV show that's in production right now. And I'm wondering if they are coinciding it with that. Also considering that they are dividing this remake. A la Final Fantasy VII Remake. So this is The Last of Us Part 1. Well, I wonder, though, if they're going to do The Last of Us... No, hopefully they wouldn't do Part 2 like that.
They already do this with movies a lot. Why are they having to do this with games now, too?
Yeah, like, I'm not sure if they're actually splitting it up or that's just... But I don't feel that there's a need to remake it. Once I pointed out that Naughty Dog also has Jack and Daxter that they haven't touched in a million years, and I know there's a large, like, I was a huge Jack and Daxter fan. Like, that was something that got me on the internet. and being like, oh, who likes Jack and Daxter like me? like, I have a friend who I've had, an internet friend for, like, more than 15 years because we met through the Jack and Daxter fandom. So I'm saying we're out there.
Make Jack and Daxter already.
Well, just, it would be nice to remaster it. That was a very enjoyable platformer collectathon. Crash got remastered.
Yeah.
But
and Spyro got remastered.
But also, they are also... Those are owned by Activision, and I don't know if, like, Jack and Dexter have the same, where they're under Activision Blizzard. Anyway, that... long story short, I don't care that The Last of Us is going to get it. Or maybe I do care in the way that I don't understand. And I feel that there are worthier games to remake or what.
We'll see how it is, I guess.
Whatever.
But we,
I don't.
It's not necessary.
More importantly, Silksong actually had an announcement.
And I'm so excited.
And I will say this was like, there was like maybe 15 seconds of new footage. Which, you know, like, it's still something, I guess. Like, because people, I don't know. I think it's been almost a little bit, like, 2 years since some kind of news about Silksong. And apparently, like, it says that, they said that every game that was announced is going to be out within 12 months. Now, there's, like, a little asterisk of being, like, put, you know, do... delays or whatever, and whatever happens, what happens, right? Because they can't put, I don't think it's smart anymore for lots of game companies to put like definitive dates down unless they know that game's coming out. Like they're done. All that they need to do is like make the video, like ship it sort of thing. Like,
right.
They're that ready because it can really harm a game to delay it multiple times. Just, it can also be, like, fine. Like, I think it's fine to delay games, especially, but I think at the same time, people are a little ruthless and have, like, weird expectations about video games.
If they got delayed to make sure it's good
and
enjoyable, then go ahead. Like,
yes.
It's that...
Yeah, well, then that's why I'm, like, I'm fine with the being, like, asterisk, this might not happen in 12 months, right? Like, I'm pretty okay with that.
I'll just play Hollow Knight again.
Yeah, I guess one thing that people do care, what is it, Starfall? I can do it.
You can do this.
Let's talk about, well, it was like Overwatch. Overwatch 2 is gonna be free to play.
See, that's interesting, but also yay?
No, I'm great. I'm happy about that. I hope it's not a bad thing. I hope it's cool and good, but at the same time, who knows? Like, who knows what that could mean, free to play? It could mean that things are really locked out, but at the same time, I think people will be mad.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold my breath until we see what's going on with a free to play from Blizzard.
Sure. I mean, Overwatch was free to play for a little bit.
I do remember that.
And I think, like, I assume there are quite a few Blizzard games that are free to play to an extent. I don't know them because I only play Overwatch. And if I get Crash Team Racing, I'll play that because I really like Crash Team Racing.
I'll get Overwatch 2 when it comes out.
Yeah. No, I like Overwatch. It is my, like you were saying, that's my lazy, brainless game. I don't think that hard, and I just go pew pew wee.
And we have a good time with friends.
Yeah. So that's, yeah.
I'm not good at it. I have a good time following you guys as you play.
Yeah. Okay, Starfield was the other one. Starfield, like, I've never heard of it. Maybe I have. There's a million and ten games that's like our Starbound, Starfall, Star. Anyway, this looks very interesting, as in it's like a space exploration, but also there's like base customization and
there's
spaceship customization. Like,
I'm thinking the gummy ships from Kingdom Hearts again.
I mean, but I would like, the thing is that that's infamously bad. Like, the gummy ship mechanics in Kingdom Hearts were probably a last-minute addition by someone who's like, we need this Lego game in our game. Versus this is actually, like, and I will say it looks interesting. I'm not necessarily maybe the person who would play it, because I also think it's a single-player game. But, I mean, visually it looks cool. It looks nice, especially since there's things like Star Citizen that will never come out. Well, maybe will, but probably not. Another one that was... And I don't want to poo-poo this one too much because it looks fun. Redfall, which is basically Back for Blood but vampires.
So Back for Blood with vampires.
Yeah. I would say, like, the main difference is that your characters look like they have sort of magical powers, in a sense. Like, I want to say, like, you know, supernatural powers. That's probably a more apt term.
Okay, yeah.
No, it was a different game. I was like, I thought, there's another game that is in beta right now, or it's closed beta VHS, which is a asymmetrical, like, it's like Dead by Daylight, but not like Dead by, like, it's one of those sort of thing. I kind of thought it was that, but it absolutely wasn't. I think it was, I don't want to say it was Fallout. But it might have been Fallout. Oh, no, it was Grounded. Right, Grounded is actually getting full release.
Right.
Which, Grounded was a game that I didn't enjoy. I got to play it for free. That's why I played it. Got to play for, but there was a free weekend, and it was one of those, like, yeah, maybe you'll want to buy it after. And I was like, no, I don't really.
You're still a full price game.
Well, it's. I wonder if they will make it full price right now. It's only $40, which isn't a full price game. But with the full release, who knows? Hopefully that's, like, enjoyable. Like, maybe they've made a bunch of quality. Like, I want to say I played the like, a little less than a year ago. Played the whatever, open, free to play. Like, I would assume within a year they have made updates and stuff, but at the same time, I don't want to pay money to play it.
No.
And because I just didn't enjoy it. Like, I like to play those games with my friends, for sure, but...
We'll keep an eye out for it.
Sure. Once again, like I was saying, you know, $20 under, that is acceptable amount of dollars for me.
Yeah, and see if they've made some, yeah... It's just kind of like with No Man's Sky, where it came out with a whole bunch of weird things, and then eventually it got to be a functional game.
Sure, No Man's Sky is a different story because Sony pushed it. Like, Sony is the fault in there, not the actual game developers who were just working on it at their own pace and being like, yay, we were making a game, and then Sony's like, you have to have that game out tomorrow. And they're like, oh no.
The game ain't done. We have so many promises we can't keep.
Which is really too bad. Another one, okay, a couple other ones that I was actually interested in was High on Life, which is by Rick and Morty creator Justin Roiland, I believe.
Right.
And for, like, I would assume this is going to be, like, teen adult, or teen mature. That's the rating now. I don't know, because I don't have to worry about that anymore for video games.
We don't have to justify to our parents why
I promise. Anyway, it looks cute. You play as, I want to say, like, quote-unquote, normal-looking person kind of thing. And then you get thrust into, like, some sort of alien world where your gun talks to you. Or the guns are actually a species of creatures, and you have to you're helping your current gun rescue the rest of the guns.
It's just like Oddworld.
Well, yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I would assume they are inspired by that. It's pretty, it looks interesting. It looks like a fun, first person shooter. I think the humor and sort of the style will be the draw for me. I also like first-person shooters. Not the best at them, but... Yeah. And the one other one... What is it called? Pentiment. Pentiment. Pentiment is a new game coming from Obsidian. And the one thing that obviously, like, I like me a stylish looking game. This is the one that looks very much like, old tapestry parchment, like old, books. How do I explain this? Like tapestry books, like the Bayou Tapestry and the Secret of Kells sort of situation. Very stylistic, sort of a medieval sort of kind of look.
Right.
And it's very 2D. And it looks fascinating. I'm pretty excited for that one because it looks like it's a murder mystery situation, but it also looks, it reminds me of, in a way, like the mechanics of Elsinore, which was that Hamlet, time loop game. So I'm very interested in it. I want to say there might be some time looping elements or something because I would assume there's a bunch of branching paths sort of situation. So I think that one actually looks really, like, for me, that's the one I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to get that one.
Because I remember you really liking Elsinore.
Elsinore is awesome, and I never beat it, mostly because it was one of those games where I was like, I could beat it, but I wanted to try and find out all the rest of it. But there's no walkthroughs for Elsinore because, like, 4 people have played it, which is a shame. just because it's fascinating, but it's not like I got stuck, it's that I wanted the goodest ending and I didn't know how to get it, so I was like, I'm not gonna finish the game because it'll make me start all over again. But I love, yeah.
And the term was illuminated manuscript.
There we go. Manuscript is probably, yeah. Yeah. And pentiment is actually, like, it means, like, the underlaying of a painting or something, which is great.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think it looks cool. Like, other people might be like, what are you doing, Alice? Like, but that's the kind of game I like.
Yeah.
Right? Another one that, here's my maybe controversial opinion, because I'm like, wow, I love this game that's like a 2D book thing. But there's another one that's coming out called, and it's not like a 2D book thing, it's like a 2D, it's almost just rotoscoped images. It's called As Dusk Falls. And I will say the only reason I'm maybe interested in this, because I'm not really interested, is because it is a multiplayer game. Like, apparently up to 8 people can play, which I'm very interested to see how that works. That's more why I'm interested. I really want to see how it works. Because this is sort of I want to say it's like a David Cage-esque path situation. Like, in Detroit, very much, I only reference this because in Detroit Become Human, it shows you, like, your whole path situation of what you could have done and stuff. This looks like a very similar situation where you get to choose different things. I think my main problem with this game is that just make a movie. It comes to my mind. Because this is all, like, and the art is nice. It's not, it's fine. Like, I don't think it's bad, but it is all either, like, it's definitely either heavily referenced or traced off of people doing the acting. So they would have already had to videotape the people acting. Right. Like, they have literal actors. Like, they are recognizable people as humans. And then they have this either, I don't want to say it's a filter. I want to say they probably actually painted over them. But all of these, I guess, frames are painted, but they're all realistic. Like, my main problem is that if we are going to have it, like, there needs to be a reason why we have it in this visual style.
Right.
For example, but A Scanner Darkly had that visual style, which was very akin to what was happening with that, like, it's a movie, but right. They had that rotoscope style. Once again, my only interest in that, this is multiplayer, and I want to see, I like these kind of multiplayers potentially because it reminds me of an Until Dawn situation where stuff could easily be messed up and that could be hilarious. That's what I'm thinking.
We can wrangle at least 6 other people to play.
Oh, yes. Through this.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, that's everything that's new coming out allegedly within the next 12 months.
Yeah.
Asterix.
Yeah.
And we will come back to you later as we play them and get them and review them again.
Yes.
All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. Keep changing.
Bye.